You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast. Never today, we are speaking with Dr. Menno van Pelt-Dean, the founder of LAP, a company that creates games for parents. He's also an incubation manager at Dutch Game Garden, where he helps startups to become self-sustainable, and he is the chairman of Foundation Games, where he tries to contribute to improved representation of less represented cultures in the game industry. Dr. van Pelt-Dean, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you.
So you created a game for sexually abused children. What made you think you needed to develop such a game in that area?
Well, the thing is, like, we were working on a project called Games for Therapy, and we wanted to make therapy sessions a little bit more playful. And I had some trouble figuring out how to connect to my client base. They had these huge externalizing problems that I didn't understand. And in order to get a good design practice, I asked my friend who was sexually abused if I could make a game for him. So we brought him to a game jam, and we started developing a game for him, actually, to make it easier for him to talk about his abuse.
And is the game already used in therapy? And if so, what is the added value of this?
So the game is now being used in the therapy sessions of a huge company called De Rading in the Netherlands. And it actually took off more than 3 weeks of a therapy session of a child and a couple of others. And it's doing really, really well. It actually gives children a vocabulary that is different than talking. But instead of, you know, like talking about it, they can show it.
That's a good idea as well. Now, are you going to use the game in other contexts as well, or does it merely concern children?
It does not merely concern children. The game is developed, in essence, for sexually abused children. But we already have the police force in the Netherlands being really interested in using the game for forensics. A company called Pretty Woman that works with victims of loverboys would love to use the app in their conversations with their children and with the girls. And they're primarily a little bit older than children, actually.
Today we're joined by Dr. Menno van Pelt-Dean, the founder of LAP, incubation manager at Dutch Game Garden, and the chairman of Foundation Games, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, I know you have a company called LAP where you develop games for parents. How does this game fit your company's mission statement?
So at LAP, we try to create games for parents, and we'd like to have we like to help parents to play with their child. And one way to do this is to talk about stuff that is hard to talk about. And, well, sex and intimacy is obviously one of them. So that's how it fits. And that's how we get the expertise and we're brought into this project.
I'd be curious, what other games have you created that we should be aware of?
We're now working on this particular aspect, like the more therapeutic games. Our games are either socially interactive or physically active, and one particular and really cool game that we're working on right now is called Swim Games. We want to help children to re-enjoy their swimming experience. We see a huge decline in swimming pools, and we're now working on actually video games in the pool that you play by moving around in the water. It's pretty amazing, so you should definitely check it out on www.swimgames.nl.
And that is a splendid idea. Well done in that regard. Is there any other closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip that you'd like to share in conclusion today?
We're particularly proud that we won a huge award in the Netherlands for this game, still do, on sexual abuse children. And we're actually looking for people who want to work with us and bring it to other places and help build and training around these kinds of tools using a sort of digitalization of therapy sessions in a social and accommodating way.
Well, Dr. Van Pelt Dean, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you coming to us from the Netherlands today. And where can we get all the details on the games, your companies? Where can we do that online?
Yeah, you can definitely find it on our website called www.studiolab, which is with lebp.nl. And you can also just tweet or Twitter me or find me on Facebook. I'm rather approachable, so check me out.
Sounds like a plan. Again, Dr. Van Pelt Dean, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.